All right, here we are. Welcome. Welcome to Kovardhan Puja. So we're going to get started. One second, just have to do one thing. Hopefully, the temple computer is on. Okay, so this is Govardhan Puja Day, and so we're going to be speaking about Govardhan today. And before we speak about Govardhan, we're going to chant Jai Radha Madhava, as we usually do. So, here we go. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Janabala Ma. Gopi. Giribhadra Dhaudi, Yashodanandana, Vrajajanandana, 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 Yamunatira, Vanachari, Yamunatira, Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribhadra Dhaudi. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribhadra Dhaudi, Yashodanandana, Vrajajanaranjana, Yashodanandana, Vrajajanaranjana, Yamunatira Banachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribhadra Dhaudi. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribhadra Dhaudi. Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana. Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana. Yamunatira Vanachari. Yamunatira Manachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Otsu Teta Sutashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha. Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath, Sayam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuranam ki jai. Jagadatha Swami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai. Srimati Lassi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta, Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories, he assembled devotees. All glories, he assembled devotees. All glories to Shi. Guru in Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Gaur. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharani. Nivashesha Shunyavari, Paschacha Dejatarani. So, Omagana Timadanda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. I just want to make sure that they're able to see me in the temple. Just 1 second. Hare Krishna, do you have it on in the temple room yet? Oh, so you're gonna have the class on in the hall then? Oh, they're watching me on the screen, or? All right. Okay, that's good. So you've checked already to make sure they're on the screen. Okay, good. Okay, so just want to check. All right, thank you. Hari Bol. So, if I would have known everybody was there in the hall, I would have. And hopefully you're all able. Before we start, oops. Can you send me a message? Yes, no, maybe. Just want to make sure. Because we're trying to broadcast to our hall too simultaneously. And if I would have known it was going to be in the hall, I would have actually been down there. Okay, anyway, so let's get started. Just let me check one thing, because we're trying to broadcast simultaneously in several different places. Facebook, YouTube, not YouTube, Facebook, and also Zoom, and everything like that. So, let's get started. So before we start talking about Govardhan, I'd like to read very nice prayers that the Acharyas have written about Govardhan, and this is called the Govardhan Ashtaka, which is several sets of eight prayers. So we're only going to read one set of eight prayers before we start talking about Govardhan and showing some pictures of Govardhan, going around Govardhan. We've got quite a bit to do today. So let's just go over these prayers very quickly. Govinda yostam ishtita Vamshi kvanito dyal lashyot kanta mata mayora vrajavita radakundo tunga taranga kuritanga vacha shamme tvam kuru govardhan purnam. And the translation is, O hill filled with peacocks madly dancing to the music of the flute on Lord Govinda's mouth, O hill splashed by the high waves of Radhakund. Actually, I should share the screen with all of you. That would be more appropriate. Hold on a second. I will do that. Wait a second. So you can see the prayers. All right. There we go. Now you can see the prayers. Okay. So, O hill, filled with peacocks madly dancing to the music of the flute on Lord Govinda's mouth, O hill splashed by the high waves of Radhakund, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Next, text 2. Yasyot karshad vismitakti virvajya devi vrindarvaryam panitam astiharitasyam Chitrayun jamsa duti punja akila sham apratyasham me tvam kuru govardhan purnam. O hill, the goddesses of Raja, astonished by your glory, described as the best servant of Lord Hari, O hill that fills all directions with the most wonderful splendor, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Text 3. Vindad biryo mandirat mandiratam kandara vrindai kandaschendor bandubir anandayati sham vaiturya bar nirjharatorai api soyam pratyashame tvam kuru govardhana purnam. O hill, that with your palatial caves and clouds that are the moon's friends, pleases the supreme personality of Godhead. O hill, the water whose swiftly flowing streams is the color of lapis lazuli. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Text 4. Shashvad vishvalankarana lankriti medyai premna yuktar natubir udipita sanyo nitya krandat kandaravenu vani harshat prachyashame tvam guru akuru govardhana purnam. O hill whose peaks are splendid with mineral colors washed with love and suitable to decorate the Supreme Lord, who is himself the eternal decoration of all the worlds. O hill whose valley eternally resounds with the joyful sound of the flute, O Govardhan, fill my desires. Raja Rajiryasya Virat Yupalanam Krishnena Saur Santatam Adhyasitam Adhya Soyam Bandura Dharmo Surabinam Prachyasame Tvam Kuru Govardhana Purnam. O hill whose rocks are the regular sitting place of Lord Krishna, O charming friend of the Surabhi cows, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Anirdunvana samrita hetum gana vrindam jitva abadham swanam apita vansa pratyashame tvam kuru govardhana purnam. O hill that stopped the destructive clouds, O hill that defeated Indra and made him harmless, O hill that ended Indra's hatred of your relatives, the hills and mountains, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Vibrano yasi bhuja dando paribhartush chatri bhava nama gitarham swam akarshit krishno padgam yasya makastishtati soyam pratyashame tvam kuru govardhana purnam. O hill that became an umbrella above the handle of the Supreme Lord's arm, O hill very appropriately named, O hill Lord Krishna ordered to be worshipped in a Vedic yajna, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Gandharvya kelikala bandava kunje Shunaistasya kankana harai prachatanga rasakrida mandotitayo pachakradit ja prachashamme tvam kuru govardhana purnam. O friend of Srimati Radharani, Srimati Radharani's transcendental pastimes, O hill whose forest grove she dropped her necklace and bracelets, O hill decorated with the Rasa Lila, O Govardhana, please fulfill my desires. And finally, there's 8 prayers, but there's a 9th which summarizes everything. Adri Shreni Sikura Vajashtakam Metat Krishnambo the Preshta Pated Yastabatehi Premanandam Tun Dilihan Kshipramamandam Om Harshena Sri Kuru Tam Te Ridayesha. O King of Hills, O dear friend of the black cloud Krishna, I pray that whoever reads these 8 verses glorifying you, the Lord of your heart, Shri Krishna, will quickly, granting the intense bliss of pure love, happily accept among his associates. So that's the last one is actually a blessing for those who read the other verses. So this is a typical thing that occurs at the end of many different prayers and also at the end of many different chapters of the Bhagavatam and Vedic literatures. It's called Shruti Pala. Shruti Pala means the fruit of hearing this particular verse or that particular chapter or that particular pastime. So with that brief introduction, we're going to tell a little bit about Govardhan. But first, we're going to go back and show. Hold on a second. We're going to start with a slideshow, but in the beginning of the slideshow, I'm going to tell about the history of Govardhan. So let us share the screen again. Hold on a second. There we go. And this, of course, is called the Govardhan Pilgrimage. And first, we're going to start with the first slide, which is obviously where we start. So this is a picture I had drawn about Govardhan, or scale picture of Govardhan, that depicts most of the important pastimes. Of course, not all of the pastimes that occur around Govardhan, because the pastimes that occurred around Govardhan are innumerable. And this picture is quite large. It's on the wall of my house. And we're going to be zooming in on each of the different pictures here to tell different stories as we circumambulate Govardhan Hill. But before we circumambulate Govardhan Hill, I actually want to describe, first of all, who Govardhan is, and then we'll talk about his appearance in this world. So Govardhan is sometimes described as Haridas Varya, because he's the best servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, he is non-different from Krishna. So this appears to be a great mystery. How can Krishna be the best servant of himself? And we'll explain this. Whoops. We can actually explain this giving another example. Let us take Krishna and his first expansion, which is known, or who is known, as Balaram. Balaram, of course, is with Krishna in Vrindavan. And Balaram serves Krishna, even though he's the older brother, Jesh Bratashri, as you would say in Hindi. Even though he is the older brother, he is serving Krishna. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it describes that Balaram, who is also known as Sesh, serves Krishna by acting as his Brahmin thread, his sitting place. Is represented. Hence, Seshanag, who is actually serving as the resting place of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Krishna expands, many of his expansions, or actually all of his expansions, serve him in his original form. And they're all the same person simultaneously. Advaita, Chuta, Anadir, Anantarupa, Majyam, Purana, Purusham, Navayovanam cha, as the Brahma Samhita describes, that there is one God and he appears in an infinite number of incarnations, avatars, appearances, pastimes, all simultaneously. And in each one of those expansions, he's doing something different. That's pretty amazing. And Krishna is also in his original aspect as the coward boy, Gopal, Govinda, he is actually appearing in many different universes simultaneously, as well as in the spiritual world. And of course, the statement in the Brahma Samhita is, Galoka evi nivashati akilatna bhuta, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, yet he's everywhere. So this is an amazing aspect or quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna expands himself as Govardhan to serve himself. And even though Govardhan apparently has a birth in this world, which we're going to be describing in a second, that does not mean that Govardhan is born. Just like Krishna apparently has a birth in this world. He appears from Vasudeva and Devaki, and also, this is very esoteric, he also appears from Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamayi simultaneously, and the expansion of Krishna that appears from Vasudeva and Devaki enters into the original Brajendra Nandana, who appeared in Braj. But that's another story. We're not going to get into the details of it, but Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur talks about that. In other words, Krishna appears to be born, but he's unborn. And he appears to grow. Not only does he appear to be born, but he has his different stages. Komara, Yovanam, youth, Poganda, different stages of his life. It appears like his body's growing just like our body's growing. However, Krishna never ages or never appears to be more than 16 years of age. So it's definitely not a material body. Even when Krishna was on the planet for 125 years during the Battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna did not appear like an old man. I mean, just like, for example, I've been on the planet, oh my God, I've probably been on the planet for billions of years. But anyway, so just like I have a body that's 71 years old, and it looks like it, but Krishna didn't look like it when he was 125 years old. So Krishna's body is spiritual. So Govardhan is the same thing. He appears, although he appears to be born from a certain mother and father, and we're going to talk about that in a second. So the reason for Govardhan appearing in this world is quite interesting. You may say he appears because it's Krishna's pastimes. Well, there's a more esoteric reason for Govardhan's appearing in this world. And the most esoteric reason for Govardhan's appearing in this world is because Radharani wanted him to appear. What do we mean by that? Well, Krishna said to Radharani that we have to appear in this world. And of course, we know that Radharani at first was very reluctant to appear in this world. She objected. One of the things she said is, she said, "I'm going to have to see all these rascals." And actually, when Krishna and Radharani appeared, it wasn't as many rascals as we have now. Make rascals great again. Anyway, sorry for that one. So it wasn't as many rascals as we have now. So she didn't want to appear because she didn't want to see the rascals on this earth planet. And Krishna said, "All right, let's make a compromise. The first person you will see when you come to this earth planet will be me." That's Krishna, not me, but Krishna. And so therefore, she was born blind, and during her name-giving ceremony, Krishna sort of like crawled up to her, and she smelled Krishna's fragrance, and she opened her eyes, and that was the first thing she saw. But she had other objections too. Remember, this is about Govardhan. And she said, "Look, how can I go down to this earth planet? It's such a mundane place," although we're very proud of it. "It's such a mundane place." And Krishna said, "Okay, of the holy Dham." And she said, "What does that mean?" And then, let me just check to make sure we're still online here, because we've been having trouble with the internet lately. And so, let me just make sure here. Wait a second. Yep, it is working. Glory is glorious. So anyway, so she said, "I want the river Jamuna to appear. I want Govardhan to appear. I want Barshana, Nanagon, all those other places." And Krishna said, "Okay, Srimati Radharani," because Krishna is a servant of Radharani. Everyone is serving Krishna, and Krishna serves Radharani. One of the transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani is she always keeps Krishna wrapped around her little finger. Just like when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, he lifted with his little finger, but the person who controls that little finger controls Krishna by her little finger. It's actually quite interesting. Krishna could lift Govardhan Hill with the pinky of his left hand, and Radharani can control Krishna with the pinky of either hand. Anyway, so therefore, it was predicted that Govardhan would appear along with Yamuna, with all the other aspects of the holy dam. So how did Govardhan appear? There's actually two stories told in the Puranas. In the Adivaraha Purana, there's an interesting story. And they're both stories that Govardhan appeared from Dronachala. Dronachala, which was a mountain or the personification of a mountain. And he had a son named Govardhan. So both cases, it's like that. Not the Himalayas, Dronachala. Okay, so let's start from here. So there's two stories about how Govardhan got to Braj. One story, actually this is my favorite story, although some people don't agree with me. Why is it my favorite story? Because I'm a Ram Bhakta. So once upon a time, Ram was building the bridge to Lanka, Setu Bandha. And when he was building the bridge to Lanka, he was asking all the different entities, especially the bears and the monkeys, and even spiders, to help him build the bridge to Lanka. And so Hanuman, at one point, spotted this gigantic mountain. And it was gigantic, believe me. And I'll tell you how big it was in a second. So, an amazingly big mountain. He spotted it. And what happened at that point, when he spotted it, he was shocked. He picked it up, and he was getting ready to bring it. And then he heard a voice, and it was Lord Ram's voice, said, "Put it down right now, because I don't need this big mountain anymore." So Hanuman, he actually put down the hill, and he happened to be right over Braj. And he was very disappointed. And then the hill Govardhan was also very disappointed. "Why can't I be used in Ram's service?" And then he heard the voice, "Don't worry. In the future, you will be serving me. I will not only walk on you, I will pick you up. You will serve my cows. You will serve my devotees. And devotees will eternally remember me whenever they see you. And anybody who circumambulates around you will be eternally fortunate." So Govardhan was happy at that point. So that's one story. The second story involves the sage Pulasya Muni. Pulasya Muni was living in Kashi. And as you know, Kashi doesn't have any mountains. So he was thinking about Govardhan and thinking, "I really want a mountain like this in Kashi." So he went to Dronachala and he asked him, "Can I have your son?" And Dronachala said, "Oh my God, what am I going to do without my son?" And he was very, very, very upset about the whole thing. Finally, because you have to give a sage something when he comes to your house, especially a sannyasi, as an advertisement. So you have to give him whatever he asked for. So therefore, he gave him his son. But Govardhan was very tricky. He said, "Well, how are you going to carry me?" And the sage said, "Look, I can pick you up with one hand. No problems." And Govardhan said, "Okay, but let's make a deal. If you put me down for any reason, I'm staying there." So they were flying through the air, and they were right over Braj. And by Govardhan's mystic power, the sage, Pulasya, had a call of nature. That means, anyway, he had to go to the bathroom, if you don't understand that statement. So he, without thinking, because, you know, if someone has a call of nature, what can you do? So he put the hill down and went off and came back. And he was extremely frustrated. Understood, that was the deal he made, but he was still extremely angry. And so then what did he do at that particular point? He cursed Govardhan to shrink by the size of a mustard seed every day. That was in Satya Yuga. That was a long time ago. So that's one reason why Govardhan is not quite so big. in the beginning, he was like 64 miles long and 48 miles wide. Oh my God. And something like 16 miles high. And so he's been shrinking. However, I'm not saying I accept or don't accept that particular explanation of why he's shrinking. But the real explanation of why he's shrinking, you know, sometimes there's exoteric reasons. But the esoteric reason why Govardhana is shrinking is because when Krishna left this world, or left Braj, over 5,000 years ago, Govardhan was feeling so much separation that he just could bear to live, and he's shrinking into the ground. And actually, half of Govardhan, if you go to the upper portion of Govardhan near Radhakund and Chamakund, he's below the ground. However, if you dig under the ground, let's say the width of maybe 20 miles around Govardhan, you'll eventually hit Govardhan. He's so large, extremely large. And as Srila Prabhupada stated in his Krishna book, great devotees, they worship Govardhan as Krishna. And they also worship him as Haridas Bhadiya, the servant of Krishna. And this is not a contradiction, which I mentioned in the beginning. So let's get on with our pilgrimage, because we have limited amount of time, and maybe I'll go even a little longer because it's a special day. So here you see a scale picture of Govardhan. And let me point out some things that you can see. Govardhan is shaped like a peacock. And the head of the peacock, anyway, we're going to go closer as we go through this slideshow, is Chamakund and Radhakund, the most sacred places where you see the arrow circulating around. And that's the neck of the peacock, like the stomach is the city of Govardhan. And then there's the tail of Govardhan. And on the tail, you find all the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyway, so let's proceed with our pilgrimage around Govardhan, and here's some of the pastimes. And of course, the most important pastime is the pastime of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. So what happened to tell the story very quickly, because we don't have a lot of time, is that this particular story in the Srimad Bhagavatam occurs right after the story of the wives of the brahmanas worshipping Krishna. And as you know, in that particular story, the wives of the brahmanas, in that particular story, the wives of the brahmanas, I guess I could turn off my phone, because there's probably no GBC meetings going on right now. Hopefully not. So in that particular story, the wives of the brahmanas show themselves to be superior to their husbands. They gave up everything, even their husband's order, in order to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, they did not stay with Krishna. They went back to their husbands because Krishna ordered them to do so. But they were showing, in that particular pastime, the futility of all these different rituals, which the brahmanas were very attached to, in comparison to the absolute devotion to Krishna, which is mentioned by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadhaman, Vrichaja, Mamaikam, Sharanam, Braja. So in other words, Krishna says, just surrender unto me. I will take care of everything. Don't worry if you don't do the rituals properly. Don't worry. And in the Govardhan pastime, he says, don't worry if you don't worship the demigods properly. Don't worry about anything. Just do what I say. That's really the point of both of these stories. That's why I'm relating the previous story about the wives of the brahmanas at the same time we're talking about the Govardhan story. Okay, so this was one of the main reasons for Krishna performing this particular pastime. Of course, there are many other reasons Krishna performed this pastime. One was to cut down the pride of the heavenly king Indra, who was very proud. Even though he was a devotee, he was very proud of his position. Sometimes devotees get very prideful, and Krishna just cuts down their pride in some interesting ways. Another reason for this pastime was to show that he was God. Another reason for this pastime was to actually interact with all of his devotees simultaneously in all the different rasas and just have a good time. Okay. And actually, the reason for everything Krishna does is to have a good time. That's why it's called Leela. The reason for us doing different things is probably because we have to do it. Krishna is Swarup. He's independent. Wants. So that's the nature of Krishna. So, basically, it came time for worshiping Indra. And Krishna was 7 years old at this point. The beginning, actually, Prabhupada says the beginning of his eighth year, which means he was 7 years old. So came time to worship Indra. It was the harvest ceremony. Just like in every culture, you have a harvest ceremony. And Krishna objected. First, he presented what's called the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, which is very similar to that taught by the Arya Samajis, the Brahma Samajis, which is karma is everything. It doesn't matter whether there's God or demigods, but everybody has to do their work nicely. So this is not a very good argument. Of course, when you're dealing with the government, I don't even know if in America it works anymore, because you can bribe. No, I don't know if you can bribe in America, but in India, anyway, I'm not going to offend anybody. So it's just like, take a good government, functionary will have to do his work whether or not he likes you or doesn't like you. Now, I think America's become a little more corrupt than that right now. So that's basically the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. However, that is not true in regard to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because it's important that the Lord everyone. And so it's not that if you do work nicely in the material world, then you'll get good results. You have to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when the Supreme Lord is pleased, the demigods are pleased. Anyway, so Krishna presented a bogus philosophy. Eventually, he convinced the residents of Braj not to worship Indra. Indra gets really angry. Indra sends down his Sarvataka cloud and other clouds to try to destroy Krishna. First, before I talk about that, I want to talk about the Govardhan Puja. Okay, Krishna convinces them not to worship Indra. He says, worship Govardhan instead. I left out an important point because I'm trying to go too quickly. And so they perform this wonderful ceremony. First, they feed all the living entities. Then they circumambulate Govardhan Hill, be nicely dressed with their ox carts and everything like that. And then they perform the Anakut ceremony. Anakut means piles and piles and piles of food they're offering to Govardhan. And then Govardhan assumes a gigantic form. It's also Krishna. Krishna and Govardhan are not different. Gigantic form, and with many, many hands, he eats everything that they have offered. And you know what he says after he's eaten everything that they offer? He said, Anyor, Anyor, give me more. And they were shocked. They were thinking, oh my God, we didn't satisfy Indra, and now we're not even satisfying Govardhan. So they were bewildered. What should we do? They gave Govardhan a tulsi leaf. And with that one tulsi leaf, Govardhan was satisfied, didn't ask for any more, and they were very, very happy. So also it said in the Bhagavatam that one who worships Govardhan in this particular way, offering food and anakut ceremony, will never be bitten by snakes, especially the snakes of Govardhan. One who doesn't worship Govardhan properly will be bitten by the snakes. And there are a lot of snakes around Govardhan. I've never been harassed by a snake around Govardhan because we worship Govardhan. Anyway, so after that, Indra gets very angry. He tries to kill all the residents of Vrindavan, and Krishna lifts up Govardhan Hill with the pinky of his left hand for 7 days. And it's described in the Bhagavatam, it's like a child picking up a mushroom. And many pastimes occurred during those 7 days we don't have time to talk about right now. Like at one point, Krishna was looking at the gopis' bodies, and Balaram caught him doing that, and Krishna started to shake, the hill started to shake, because Krishna was embarrassed. But many pastimes. And Krishna also manifested beautiful gardens and waterfalls and food and everything during those 7 days beneath Govardhan Hill and the Ananda Vrindavan Champu. That's mentioned quite elaborately. So if you're interested in reading, you can read the Ananda Vrindavan Champu, which talks about lifting Govardhan Hill, and also the Gopal Champu, which goes into elaborate detail about that. But let's continue with our pilgrimage around Govardhan. Trying to squeeze a lot into one class here. So the reason we know a lot about these things is because after Krishna passed away, I don't want to say passed away, he left this world, that's a better expression, passed away to the spiritual world. So anyway, after Krishna left this world, his great-grandson, Brajanava, came to excavate all the holy places in Braj and install the main deities in Braj. And when he came to the area of Govardhan, he had a kirtan, and during that kirtan, Krishna again appeared with Radharani and all of his associates, coward boys and everything like that. And he actually brought with him Krishna's wives. They didn't just appear during the kirtan. And so then he went all around Govardhan and stole, not only Govardhan, but the whole Braj square miles, installing the original Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan. And so this is very important, his contribution to Govardhan. There's, of course, the beautiful hill of Govardhan, some pictures of Govardhan from the air. So we start our tour of Govardhan at the Mukhadavinda temple. Mukhadavinda means the mouth of Govardhan. So according to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this is the actual mouth of Govardhan, which is being fed every day, 24 hours a day. It's practically, I think it's the most crowded temple in Govardhan, situated on the banks of the Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga was created by Krishna. It's a beautiful lake. It's supposed to be the largest lake in Braj, although I think the Surya Kund is actually larger. There's a view from the air, Manasi Ganga. And so what happened, the story of this Manasi Ganga is quite interesting. Once upon a time, Krishna killed a calf, or the Vatsasura demon. The coward boys got really upset when Krishna killed a calf, because no one's supposed to kill any member of the, what we call, bovine family. And they said, the only way you can actually atone for your sins is to go take a bath in the Ganges. And Krishna said, I'm not going to go all the way to Ganges. I want to stay in Braj. So he created the Ganges from his mind. Therefore, the Ganges is called, the Manasa Ganga is called the Manasa Ganga. That means the mind Ganga. And in order to prove that that was a fact, when Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai actually wanted to go to the Ganges, he had Ganga Devi, the personification of the Ganges, appear out of the Manasa Ganga and attest to the fact that this is the real Ganges. And of course, this Manasa Ganga is right in the center of Govardhan. Another pastime that occurred there was that once upon a time, the gopis wanted to cross the Manasa Ganga, which is or was the largest body of water in Braj. And they couldn't find a boat or boatman, and they finally found an old boatman and a really old rickety boat, and they asked to be able to cross. And so when the boat started to go, that was rowed by this really old boatman, the old boatman said that I have no strength, I have to take your milk to feed them to me. So he ate all the milk products, or most of the milk products, and then he said, I'm too tired, I need a massage. And they said, this is unchaste for us to massage you, but we'll grab your limbs and throw you in the water. Then he started to row again. And then eventually, there was a leak in the boat, and the boat started to go down. And he said, things are too heavy in this boat, throw away everything. So they threw all the pots and everything off. And then he said, you should throw your clothes off the boat too, and they got so upset with Krishna, of course they didn't know it was Krishna, that they said, we're going to throw you off the boat, so keep rowing, boatman. So he rowed, and then there was a storm and everything like that, and then Srimati Radharani, who you see here, saw the flute in the boatman's, tucked in the boatman's waist, and she grabbed Krishna, and she understood it was Krishna, and they had many loving pastimes there. And there's beautiful pictures of this particular pastime. Yeah, the gopis are throwing their milk pots off of the boat in the Manasa Ganga. And they're getting ready to throw their earrings and everything else, but they're not going to throw their clothes off. In the middle of the Manasa Ganga, There's this beautiful Bhajan Kutir to Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami wrote some of his literatures here, and for a while he was being harassed by mosquitoes. But then Lord Shiva came to him and said, "I will get rid of the mosquitoes if you agree to stay here." So this particular place is ruled and protected by Chakaleshwara Mahadev. It's right in the middle of the Manasi Ganga. And right, well, not in the middle of the lake, of course, but right in the middle of the area of the Manasi Ganga. And right above this area is where the Sudarshan Chakra hovered to dry up all the water that Indra was pouring on the top of Govardhan Hill. So Lord Shiva is the guardian of this place. In each and every place in Braj, you will find Lord Shiva guarding that place. He's called the Dikpala. That means the protector of that particular place. So this Dikpala is called Chakaleshwara Mahadev. And the presiding deity of the Manasi Devi area is Manasi Devi Temple. There she is. She's considered an expansion or an appearance of Yogamaya. Yogamaya arranges for all of Krishna's pastimes. Beautiful deities right on the bank of the Manasi Ganga. And next we go to one of the most important temples that is situated close to visit before we start the go the Hari say or said that we're supposed to get permission from Haridev before we circumambulate Govardhan. And who is Haridev? Here he is. Haridev is a self-manifested deity. And the story of Haridev is that once upon a time when the gopis were looking for Krishna and they couldn't find Krishna, they kept chanting, "Haridev, Haridev, Haridev." And Krishna appeared as this deity. This deity, of course, is lifting up Govardhan Hill. He's a relief deity. That means not a three-dimensional deity, but a deity that has a relief panel in back of him. It's a very, very beautiful deity. So we pray to Haridev to get permission to go on this Govardhan Parikrama. Here's the story of Haridev manifesting himself to the gopis when the gopis were actually looking for Krishna. The original deity of Haridev. And there's also Brahma Kund, which is close to this area. It's in disrepair. And Dandanivartana, Dangati is the path that goes over Govardhan Hill, and this is a temple very close to that that, let's say, commemorates a particular pastime, which we're going to tell in a second. Then as we leave the city of Govardhan, where the Manasi Ganga and Haridev is situated, we come across Govardhan itself, because in the city of Govardhan, generally Govardhan is underneath the ground. And so here we get a chance to see Govardhan and the footprints of Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan deities, and ISKCON's palace at Govardhan, where they have Krishna and Balaram Govardhan Shilas. And of course, Gaur Nitai, and what to speak of Srila Prabhupada, and the samadhi of Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, the Pushpa Samadhi of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Here we are with our group, leading the devotees around Govardhan. And I wish I was there today, but somehow or other, by Krishna's arrangement, we're not able to go. So here's the story of the Dandanivartana Kund. This Kund commemorates, it's a kund because it's not full of water in this particular picture, commemorates the tax pastime in which the gopis were bringing milk products to Govinda Kund, and Krishna stopped them to extract taxes, and there was big argument between them, and Krishna said to Radharani, "I'm going to charge you taxes for your beautiful eyes, more taxes for your beautiful ears, more taxes for your beautiful nose." Very romantic. Gopis were getting angrier and angrier. And finally, Yogamaya interceded and said, "All right, they'll pay the taxes, but they'll come back the next day." The next day that they came back, they actually came back with millions of gopis, overpowered the coward boys in Krishna, and tied them to the trees, and didn't really beat them, but threatened to beat them. And finally, Krishna had to apologize to all the gopis for his nefarious activities. Krishna is known as Adhira Lalita. This is my favorite quality of Krishna, because Krishna is very playful and joking. Krishna has other qualities mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, like Dhira Prashanta, Durodatta, Durodhata, like that. Then, as we go around Govardhan, actually a few kilometers away, there's this place called Chandra Sarovar, where the moon shone as a full moon for the whole night of Lord Brahma, while the gopis danced their rasa dance, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meditated and chanted japa along the banks of the Chandra Sarovar. Next to the Chandra Sarovar, there's this beautiful temple called the Chaturbhuj Temple. One time, the gopis were looking for Krishna. Of course, this is the Govardhan from Chaturbhuj. The gopis were looking for Krishna, and they couldn't find Krishna. Finally, they ran into Krishna in his form of Narayan, and they did not know that that was Krishna. They offered obeisances, and they asked Lord Narayan, where is Krishna? And, of course, there's a Lakshmi well, too, Lord Chaitanya's sitting place, and here is the deity of Chaturbhuj Krishna that was installed by Vrajanavat that commemorates this particular pastime when Krishna manifested himself with four arms. The gopis could not understand it was Krishna. They simply asked directions to see Krishna, except for Radharani. When Radharani approached this Chaturbhuj form, Chaturbhuj means four arms, Krishna was not able to keep the extra two arms attached or manifest. And so she discovered it was Krishna. Beautiful deity, Chaturbhuj Krishna. And here we are walking to the temple or away from the temple. Then as we go around Govardhan, we get to this place called Gaurikund, which has another beautiful pastime, where Krishna, in order to... See if I can tell in very short form. In order to associate with Radharani, who, and then Krishna and Radharani, old husband and mother-in-law and sister-in-law, but they thought that Radharani was simply worshiping the deity. And so the deity, who is Krishna, or manifested himself as the deity, threatened them that unless they trusted Radharani, they were going to die, especially Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Radharani, was going to die. And therefore, they relented and let Krishna associate with Radharani, although they thought that Radharani was simply associating with the deity, Gauri. That happened at Gaurikund. This is where, this Anakutchetra panorama, this is actually where Govardhan was worshipped, and the hill is called Anakut. The hill of grains and other substances was offered to Govardhan, and where Govardhan asked for more and more and more and more food, and finally was satisfied with the tulsi leaf. And in the city of Anyor, which is named after what Krishna said, give me more, you have these beautiful deities of Krishna and Balaram. It's called the Dauji Temple, another Dauji Temple. Krishna is a small personality here, and Dauji, older brother, is Balaram. These deities also were installed by Vrajanava. It's a very hidden place in the town of Anyor. And there's also a temple that marks the place where Madhavendra Puri, Gopal, the famous deity Gopal, that deity was later taken to Nathwar, and he's worshipped as Nachi right now. And there's the top of the hill. This was taken with one of our copters. We had a quadcopter in which we take pictures of Govardhan. Another picture from the top, a very beautiful picture. And this is an ancient temple, and this might have been the spot of the original temple, or might have been the Lord Shiva temple. We don't know. This is on the top of Govardhan. And there's the temple from the side. Also on the side of Govardhan, when we leave the city of Anyor, we come to a place called Sankarshan Kund. Sankarshan Kund is the kund that Lord Balaram utilized to collect all the water that fell on Braj, not the water that fell on Govardhan, because the water that fell on Govardhan was actually dried up by Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra, but all the water that fell on Braj he collected in this one kund at the side of Govardhan. We mentioned Madhavendra Puri before. So Madhavendra Puri is the devotee who found Gopal Didi, Nachi, by the side of Govardhan, installed him on top of Govardhan Hill and worshipped him like that. So this happened approximately over 500 years ago, probably about 600 and something years ago. And this is the place where he found Gopal. Gopal was hidden in the bushes, and he had this dream that Gopal was there, and then all the devotees came out and found him in the bushes and installed him on the top of Govardhan Hill. This is a circumambulation of that temple. Here's the story right here. Madhavendra Puri was not asking anyone for food, so Krishna personally gave him food. He didn't recognize Krishna. And then in a dream, Krishna appeared to him and said, "That was me." Krishna took him to the place where the deity was, and all the natives discovered the deity was buried in the bushes, and he installed the deity of Gopal, Anachi, on top of Govardhan Hill. This is the famous Govinda Kund, where many different pastimes of Krishna occurred, and the gopis, they would regularly come here to bathe, right at the side of Govardhan Hill. Another nice picture of Govinda Kund from the air, Govinda Kund. These are different pictures of Govinda Kund. And Govinda Kund was formed in a very interesting way. When Indra was trying to inundate all the residents, this is actually the whole story of Govardhan. Here is big Krishna eating all the food, and they crowned Krishna. Actually, that was Indra. Sorry, we go around here. Indra gets very angry and tries to kill all the residents of Braj. Krishna protects them by lifting Govardhan Hill. And then Indra discovers that he's going to be a failure, feels very repentant, and he brings back down the Surabhi cow and to shower Krishna with milk, and also the Airavata, his elephant, to shower Krishna with the heavenly Ganges water. And all the demigods come down, they worship Krishna, and they enthrone him as Govinda, the protector of the cows in Vrindavan. So the water that some of the water actually that was used to bathe Krishna during his Abhishek formed this Govinda Kund. That's why this picture is there. And the original deities of Govinda Kund are there too. This is Radha Govinda on Govinda Kund. Beautiful Radha Govinda deities. Of course, Krishna's missing his flute. These are the presiding deities, Govinda Kund. There's a kund right next to her, an old place that used to be a kund. Actually, it's right now, it's not even existing. Since I first went there, leaves of the trees would form stood when he was being bathed by Indra. It's not the original construction, obviously, but this marks the place where Krishna stood. And where, this is the place where Madhavendra Puri meditated on the banks of Govinda Kund and bathed on the banks of Govinda Kund, his special bathing place. This is where we usually take water, right at this particular place here, the special desire tree. Of course, all the trees in Braj are desire trees. And you have to be careful what you desire. I'm not going to tell the story about desires right now, which we've told before. Here I am, begging the desire tree to let me have pure devotional service to serve Prabhupada. Not to get out of this material world, but to serve Srila Prabhupada eternally. And that's the topmost desire. So after we're leaving Govinda Kund, we come across this temple called the Doka Dauji Temple. Doka Dauji Temple is a temple to Dauji. That is Balaram, who was very shocked when he saw Krishna's rasa dance, and he was standing on top of Govardhan Hill. And he was so shocked, here it is from all the way to the top, that here's the inside. Here's the illustration. Here's Balaram being very shocked, seeing Rasa Leela, and he dropped his crown. He was so shocked, and he formed an imprint on the rock. This is called the Balaram Mukut Shila. Mukut means crown, so it's a Shila or rock with the imprint of Balaram's crown. And this is right on the side of the hill, so we're able to take darshan of it and offer obeisances to it. And as we're circumambulating Govardhan Hill, I think some of the devotees watching will recognize their pictures. This lady is Govinda Mohini. So anyway, so Devotees make little houses with Govardhanshilas that enables them to have a house in the spiritual world. Hopefully the houses are rather small, because if you make a house that's too big, you go to Vaikuntha rather than going to Braj in the spiritual world. And many, many peacocks on the top of Govardhan Hill, and beautiful cows right by the side of Govardhan Hill. Finally, we've reached the tail of Govardhan. And in the tail of Govardhan, we find all the incarnations of the Lord. Particularly, there's one incarnation that is special. That's Lord Nrsingadev. And there's an ancient temple here, Nrsinga Temple. There we are on the top of the Nrsinga Temple. Of course, we're operating the copter. That's me, I think, operating the copter on top of Nrsinga Temple, walking into the Nrsinga Temple. And this beautiful old deity of Ugra Nrsinga. Ugra Nrsinga means the angry, ghastly Nrsinga, who killed Hiranyakashipu. And here we've taken a darshan of Hiranyakashipu being ripped to shreds by Lord Nrsingadev. Very close, a beautiful deity. This is one of the original deities installed over 5,000 years ago by Vrajanava. And the devotees there are very merciful. They let me go on the altar and actually help with the puja of Lord Nrsingadev. Also on the tail, there's two kuns that are called the Shamakund and the Radhakund of the tail. They're not the same as Radhakund and Shamakund, but they're like two kuns that illustrate. And the story of these two kuns, there's Nabalkund and Apsarakund, is that Radha and Krishna were looking at each other one time, and as they were looking at each other, they melted out of love and formed the water of the kuns. So it's Nabalkund and Apsarakund. Nabalkund is the Krishna kund, and Apsarakund is Radharani's kund. So there's the two kuns at the tail of Govardhan. As we say, Govardhan is shaped like a peacock. And also at the tail, there's Puntri Lotababa, who is considered to be an incarnation or expansion of Hanuman, who is a coward boy, or Hanuman, who is an expansion of him. But he's a coward boy, and he's waiting for Krishna to come back from Mathura, because when Krishna was going to Mathura, he told this particular coward boy that I'm just coming back and I'll be able to take prasadam with you. And so this coward boy has been waiting. Puntri Lotababa, a very famous deity at the tail of Govardhan. Here's the actual tail of Govardhan. Right now, circumambulating Govardhan is about 22 kilometers, or about 15 miles. That's if you take the inner path. There's an inner path and an outer path around Govardhan. I like the inner path, which still is mostly sand. Although most of the people take the outer path, which is paved at this particular juncture. There's a tail and two kuns at the tail, and here's an aerial shot of the tail and all the devotees going around the tail of Govardhan. Wish I was there. And as I mentioned before, all the tail of Govardhan. There's Lord Ram, Bor, and Lord Vishnu. Every single, and of course, Nrsinga Bhagavan. And there's many caves under Govardhan, too, that we discover. This is called the Manikandali Cave. And one great devotee, Raghava Pandit, used to meditate in this cave. I used to go into this cave and chant japa too, until I discovered there were bats in there. But this is a cave under Govardhan, and especially Radha and Krishna used to have many pastimes in these caves, so no one would discover them. That's the inside of the cave, which is a little bit disheveled right now. There's a Natchi temple there, and we've done different ceremonies at this Natchi temple at the tail of Govardhan. And as we're rounding the other side of Govardhan, we come across Airavata, which is Indra's elephant, his footprint when he came down with Indra to bathe Krishna. And that's the place that Indra stood on. It's called the Indra Puja Shrine, right by the side of Govardhan, inside of that shrine. The Surabhi Kund is named Surabhi Kund because Surabhi, the heavenly desire cow, that came from heaven, of course, kept all the celestial milk there, which she utilized to bathe Krishna. Indra first arranged for Surabhi to go before Krishna before he came before Krishna to apologize, because he understood that when Krishna saw a cow, he would be pacified, and then he'd be kinder to Indra. So it was like a political trick that Indra was using. This is Surabhi coming from the air, and some dioramas on the side of Surabhi Kund. Beautiful deer all around Govardhan. Then we come to Rudan Kund, and Lord Shiva actually saw a Krishna's rasa dance, and he started crying, and his tears formed this kund. Here we see Lord Shiva crying, and tears Harija Kund. Another place where the coward boys and the gopis had different pastimes. And this kund was actually formed by the tears of the gopis when they were crying out of separation from Krishna. And Krishna, the coward boys, also had many, many pastimes around this particular place. Indra Kund was formed by the tears of Krishna. We also see this as we're going around Govardhan. And then there's one interesting Shila, a Govardhan Shila. It's called the Dandavat Shila. You're supposed to offer your obeisances to this Shila and circumambulate a number of times to be forgiven for any of the offenses you may have committed as you're circumambulating Govardhan, because inevitably you may actually touch Govardhan the wrong way, or God forbid, even touch Govardhan with your feet, because there are many Shilas that are sticking out of the ground. Near Govardhan, there's this place called Gantoli, which is where Radha and Krishna got married. Gantoli means to tie a knot. And so Radha and Krishna had this marriage that was a secret marriage in this place, Gantoli, a very ancient place, which is right next to Gulalkund. And this Gulalkund is such a very special place that during holy season, all the waters turn colors, even though no dyes are thrown into the waters here, because Radha and Krishna used to have their holy ceremony right here in the bank. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would meditate at this particular locale, meditating on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna during the holy festival. Palachu Kund, very, very special place. That's where Radharani was lost her earrings, and Krishna was looking for them, and Krishna, when he was looking for them, he came upon many, many different earrings. Here we go, see? And not only did he find the original earrings, but he discovered thousands and thousands of other earrings and presented it to this dearmost devotee, Radharani. And then Uddhava Kund is the kund that, let us say, commemorates the place where Uddhava resides as creepers and grass, because when Uddhava saw the devotion of the gopis when he was visiting Vrindavan, he was so amazed that he prayed to become blades of grass. That's not a gopi. That's Padma Gopi, who's now quite old. Anyway, so the blade prayed to become blades of grass in this area. He was so amazed with the love. And in the next to the Uddhava Kund temple is this wonderful devotee, Giriraj, who has been serving in the Uddhava temple here for probably about 50, 60 years. And his whole family for many, many generations has been serving. He's very wonderful Vaishnava, completely immersed in Krishna's pastimes, absorbed 365 days a year, 366 in leap year, serving these deities of Radha, Uddhava, Bihari. There's two sets of deities here. And then after this, we enter into the Radha, the Mahaprabhu Chaitanya temple, is an old Orissan temple. We're not going to go through the Radha Kund Parikrama right now because we don't have time for that. But this is the entrance to the Radha Kund area from the air. And in Radha Kund, also connected to Radha Kund, not really right up to Radha Kund, is this Maldyahari Kund where the pearl pastimes took place. And in these pastimes, and I don't have time to tell the story, but in these pastimes, Krishna and the gopis both try to grow pearls. Krishna was able to grow pearls, gave it to all the cows and coward boys, but didn't give any to the gopis because they had refused previously to give him pearls. Finally, they tried to grow their own pearl trees, and those trees only became thorn trees, and they were very upset because they had used all their mother's pearls to grow the trees, and they begged Krishna for his pearls. Krishna at first refused, but then after they cried a lot, he gave them each their set of pearls in individual engraved boxes. In Shivakori, where Krishna, well, Lord, in Shivakori, actually, where Radharani saved a jackal who was being harassed by some boys and turned the jackal into one of her associates. Here we are on our parikrama. And we get to Kushima Sarovara. And this is a place where Krishna became a gardener. These are Krishna and the cowherd boys. They would eat here, have many pastimes. And Krishna became a gardener, Vanamali, and played many tricks on Srimati Radharani. These are some pictures of Kushima Sarovara from the air. Our group again, going around Govardhan. And one trick he played is one time when Radharani was picking flowers from the tree, and Krishna was actually up in the tree, unbeknownst to her, holding down the branch, and Krishna jumped down from the branch, and she flew in the air, and Krishna said, "I'll catch you," and she said, "No, you won't." She was so angry at Krishna. Right next to Kushima Sarovara, there's a beautiful temple called the Vanabihari Temple, which is a temple of Krishna who became the hairdresser of Radharani. And when Radharani was getting her hair done, she actually was looking at Krishna rather than herself. She wasn't like the typical female who just looks at herself, not at the hairdresser. So here's a cartoon of that, where Radharani is looking at Krishna. She's not really interested in herself. She's not like most ladies who are interested in herself. Like Prabhupada said, one of women's, actually the main business of ladies is hair combing. Another Uddhava temple I was taken care of by a friend of mine. Not there anymore. He's residing in Radhakund because the family that owned the temple actually took over the temple. Nardamuni. Couldn't we run into, like on the opposite side of the road from Govardhan, we run into the temple where Narada Muni composed the Narada Bhakti Sutras, Narada Pancharatra, and he gave shelter to Kayadu, who is the mother of, he gave shelter to, He gave shelter to Kayadu, the mother of Palad Maharaj, and he preached to Kayadu, and Palad Maharaj actually became enlivened by Krishna consciousness when he was in the womb of his mother. And there's a deity of Narada Muni there. Then we go to the center of Govardhan, and Govardhan's under the hill at this particular point. And this is called the Ratnakund Shamkutir area. This is where many, many pastimes of Radha and Krishna took place, especially the pastime of Shankachuda, who was a demon, had a conch shell gem, and that gem later on became the Shamantaka jewel. That's a story we heard, actually we heard yesterday. And Shankachuda tried to kidnap Radharani and all the gopis, and Krishna killed him, took away the jewel, gave it to Balaram, and Balaram gave that jewel to Srimati Radharani. So this is a very special place. Here you see Krishna fighting Shankachuda, and Shankachuda's trying to kidnap Radharani. And there's footprints of Krishna and a cow right there at the entrance to the temple. Here we are offering obeisances. And the place where the Ratna Singhasana was, Ratna Singhasana means the jeweled throne of Radha and Krishna, where they had many rasa dances. Here's Radharani on her jewel throne. Gwalpur is a place where the cowherd boys would take lunch with each other. And what happened is one time, Madhumangal was doing Surya Puja, and he got many laddus from Kutila and Jatila. And all the cowherd boys went up to him, and they stole the laddus, and he threatened to curse him. Curse the coward boys because they stole the ladders because he was very fond of ladders. And Krishna said, "Don't worry, I'll get you some more." And here are all the coward boys It's like a Bengali word for couldn't. Take basis to Govardhan, and here we are. See how happy everybody is walking around Govardhan. This is the real happiness, not acquiring material things, but getting in touch with the superior energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the important thing. And as we're finishing our tour, because actually we're finishing not too late, we go to Yugalkund, where Nanda stayed on the way from Nandagram to Gokula, Panchatirthakund, where the five holy rivers, Narmada, Gomati, Sarayu, Kanchi, and Vetri, meet. And then after our parikrama, we reside in our ashram where we have classes on Krishna Katha. This is every day we do this. It's a very wonderful experience for the devotees. You're all invited to join us. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for this brief tour of Govardhan, going with me on this brief tour of Govardhan. I'm very enlivened. Just pray that you can all join us. And actually, a devotee was with us. She said, that long time ago. Yes, it was a long time ago. Pray you can all be with us again. And whoever wants to go, we will arrange facility for you for two. So we arrange facility for you, and you can go around Govardhan for 2 weeks or at least 1 week with us and connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So hopefully next year we'll be able to do this. And hopefully, actually, I want to do Govardhan Parikrama in February or March of next year, and also at Kartik time next year. So thank you very much. I think we have to end now. There's no time for questions because there's a dance in our temple. That's not going to be, it's not going to be online. It's not going to be online on Zoom, but it will be online on Mayapur. Let me type this, Mayapur TV, if you want to see. Mayapur TV, and just go to Nugaloka or Hillsboro, North Carolina, and you'll be able to see it. I may put it on Facebook if I can get up to the temple, because right now I'm in my house, and I want to see the dance, and I want to see Govardhan Hill. Most of the devotees are observing this Govardhan Puja Day at home and online, and some are in our hall. We're trying to observe social distancing because the virus here in America is actually very much rampant. So we're very worried. And one of our temples in the United States is actually closed because they had so much COVID there. And the temple president and his wife are actually quite sick right now. We're very worried about them. He's a good friend of mine, Nityananda Manjulali, his wife. And we ask you all to pray for them. And pray for all the devotees that are suffering around the world because of this great disaster, and pray that we can again come back to Govardhan very, very quickly. All right, so thank you very much. And hopefully you can tune in and see the dancing. Hopefully I can make my way up to the temple and see the dancing. I understand there's a lot of devotees watching in the hall. We don't want too many devotees in the temple room right now because of the social distancing requirements. Okay. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj ki jai, Radha Giridhari ki jai, Radha Damodar ki jai, Kartik ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanand.